This is the Xbox One Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
Second down and 10. Sanchez is back to throw. He is going to be hit and sacked. And a fumble on the play. Patriots recover. The game is over.
The Patriots postgame show is your source for instant news and reaction following every Patriots game.
Snap to Brady in the shotgun. Looks, fires left wide open. At the 30, 35, 40. Midfield to the 40. It is down the sideline and in for a touchdown to Patriot running back Shane Berry.
Join the conversation by calling the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Play action fake by Sanchez. Back to throw, gets rid of it. It's up the... Oh, what a collision on Sean Green. He got labeled by who else?
Pow!
Brandon Spikes, and Sean Green is not getting up after this.
Now, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
41-7, your final. Patriots get a big win in week number 16 of the NFL season over the Baltimore Ravens. You couldn't ask for more from the Patriots tonight. Welcome, everybody, to the Patriots postgame show. I'm Mark Bertrand. I'll be with you for the next couple of hours. The Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. Coming to you live from Foxborough, from inside the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside of Gillette Stadium. We'll be taking your calls at 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. So load up the phone lines. I know you're going to have plenty of thoughts on this victory for the Patriots. You've got to be feeling good. An early Christmas present for Patriots fans today from the Patriots down in Baltimore. We'll be taking your emails and your thoughts on this game throughout the course of the program. Webradio@patriots.com is where you send those emails. So, type them up, send them on over, webradio@patriots.com, the phone number 855-PATS-500. You can also send me a tweet during the course of the show if you'd like to, @Mark_Bertrand on Twitter. What a game. What a game for the Patriots. What a convincing win for the Patriots, nearly posting a shutout. A lot of things to be happy about going on the road against a team that I think we all gave a lot of credit to coming into this game. In the Baltimore Ravens, they had been playing well as of late. They had won four straight. They looked like a team that was starting to really figure things out in the later part of the season. And the Patriots went into their house and come out with a 41-7 win today. We're going to get to those calls. We're going to get to those emails. And before we do that, let's start with the good, the bad, and the injured today.
Now it's time for the good.
Nice!
The bad.
You don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
And the injured.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
On the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand.
Let's start with the defense on this one. Put them in the good category. A great day from the Patriots defense against Baltimore. I think Baltimore didn't play well, but the Patriots did exactly what I wanted them to do in this game, which was force turnovers. Win the turnover battle. That is something the Patriots have struggled with in recent weeks, and today they did not struggle with it. Obviously, you saw late a couple of defensive touchdowns, one by Chandler Jones, one by Tavon Wilson. You also had two interceptions from Logan Ryan, both terrific plays by Ryan. Some help from some teammates in there as well. The defense forced the Ravens to turn the ball over. The Patriots' defense was physical today. And just plenty of good things to say about the Patriots' defense today. They got after it out there. They got after it, and they played a great game. And they did have that one touchdown drive that Baltimore did score on. It involved a penalty that was thrown there to give them the ball on the one. Steve Gregory getting called for that penalty, and it was kind of a sloppy drive, but outside of that, Patriots defense had a great day. They played a strong game on the road, and I'm not sure how many good things you could say about them. I mean, there's just so many good things that came out of this game for the Patriots defense, and you can say some of it was, in terms of defending the Ravens, some of it was the Ravens not playing great today, but I'll tell you what, I thought you should have really no complaints about the way the defense played. Good defense today from the Patriots. Absolutely in the good column. And of course, we'll include, Logan Ryan right at the top of that list for the Patriots offensively. Here's my good. LeGarrette Blount 16 carries, 76 yards today. Blunt was physical. It was Patriots offense going up against a physical defense from Baltimore, and Blunt wouldn't be able to rush for those 76 yards, and it wouldn't be the 142 yards that the Patriots rushed for as a team if it were not for the Patriots offensive line, which I had some concerns about going into this game. I think, I don't know how you wouldn't have had some concerns knowing that Solder was out, Mankins moving over. The Patriots offensive line did a very nice job today. Tom Brady was sacked twice. One of them I don't even count. He lost his footing and fell down, and Jarrell Suggs just tagged him for the sack. I don't even really count that one. So they let up one sack, and it was on that weird play in which a flag was thrown for defensive holding, and then it was picked up, and there was no penalty on the play. Twice today, the referees wiped out the call that they made on the field and had announced on the field. Let's start with the bad list, and let's put the referees right at the top of that bad list. It's kind of strange to be coming out of a 41-7 win and be complaining about the referees, but it was brutal today.
There's no delay of game. Oh, we didn't let the team go because we were stretching out balls.
It was worse than just a hockey league game. I mean, Ron Winter's crew today, that was an embarrassment to referees everywhere. They slowed down the game. They were throwing a million flags. The referees were brutal in this game. That didn't affect the Patriots. In fact, they had some calls that went their way.
But, you know something? You suck.
Hey, yes, exactly. They were bad. For the Patriots, in terms of the bad, I'll tell you, there's not a ton that I look at and think that the Patriots did poorly in this game. Here's my big second guess with this team, and it's not with any individual player. The Patriots got away from the run to start the second half, which I do not understand. I don't get it. And they got back to it in the fourth quarter. But coming out of halftime, I was expecting more LeGarrette Blount.
Idiot.
I was expecting more running the football, and it didn't happen. I was very surprised by the way the Patriots approached the second half coming out of the locker room and the way they were calling plays on offense. It was strange. They had so much success running the ball and being physical in the first half. Their guys up front were getting the push that they needed. And the Patriots came out in the second half. And the first time they get the ball, incomplete pass to Edelman, incomplete pass to Dobson, incomplete pass to Amendola. 3 and out. And I thought, well, that's a little bit strange. Their next drive, they did run a couple of times with Steven Ridley. And at that point, I was asking, where is Blunt? I'm looking for Blunt here. Blunt had a great first half. So they tried to run with Ridley. They were ultimately not successful and ended up kicking a field goal on that drive because they had started at the Baltimore 43 on that drive. But I thought they would make more of an effort to really run the football in that second half, on their third drive of the second half. LeGarrette Blount got stopped on first down, and then it was two passes, one to Edelman and then a Brady sack. That was the one that Brady lost his footing, but he was dropping back to pass on a 3rd and 2 play. So we'll leave that one as one of the second guesses. That's the one that I had. I thought they would have run the ball more to start that second half. They did not, but that's one of the things I'd put on my bad list. I want to go back and review the tape, but I'll tell you what, just from the way I saw him play today, and again, this is more of an observation than a complaint about him, I'm wondering how bad the hip is for Aqib Talib. I'm kind of curious as to what exactly, you know, he is, because there are plays that the guy he's covering, and most of the day you're looking at Smith. Smith was blanketed. And then there were plays where Smith got wide open. And I'm curious because Smith had 8 targets today. He only had 3 catches. But some of the catches he had, I thought, where's Talib there? So that's just something I think, again, I haven't gone back and looked. I can't. The game just ended. But that's one of the things I question in terms of the negative stuff in this game. The forcing of the turnovers, though, I mean, that was one of my big keys coming in. And the offensive line, my other big key. And both of those things, man, did those things go the Patriots' way. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. We're going to hear from Bill Belichick. We'll hear from Tom Brady. Hopefully hear from some of the players in the Patriots' locker room after this big win on the road. And here's the question for you. Based on what you saw today, what does this mean going forward for the Patriots? What does this mean for this team? What does this prove to you? Does nothing change? Did you believe in this team going deep into the playoffs anyway, and this didn't change anything? For me, this proves something. This proves that the Patriots can be tough on the road, which I had questions about prior to today, especially after losing in Miami last week. They rebounded in a big way, which was why I expected them to win this game. I expected them to rebound and be put in a tough position, be put on the road again, back-to-back weeks against a good team, and they came out and they responded today, and they played well and won the game. So it does prove to me that on the road, yeah, I am really buying on the Patriots if they need to be in a road game in the playoffs. That's what it comes down to. And it looks like they're going to be in control here and probably end up with a bye, we hope. And if that's the case, the only road game they would play in the playoffs would be if they had to go to Denver. That would be it. And that's not even a guarantee. But I always believed they could compete against Denver even without Gronkowski. After today's game, I don't know how you could say that you don't believe they could compete in Denver if they needed to. 855-PATS-500, that's the phone number. Webradio@Patriots.com. It's the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. Let's get right to the calls, and we'll start things with Chris in Daytona, Florida. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Mark, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Just want to say that I think the defense did enough tonight to keep us in the game, obviously, and I think they played great. I just want to know what your opinion is. Do you think that we're good enough to get through a wild card game, or do we need that bye?
In terms of getting to the Super Bowl, is that what you're talking about?
Just to be in competitive in the playoffs at all.
If you're talking about being competitive in the playoffs, the Patriots can be competitive with whoever they play in the playoffs. There's nobody in the field the Patriots won't be able to be competitive with. If you have hopes of them making it through the AFC, they need the bye. They need the bye. This team needs rest right now. And so a bye would do a lot of good for this team. And I think they can get to the Super Bowl. I don't believe they can win it. I actually feel that the NFC is pretty strong. Whoever represents the NFC in this thing. But this is why you play the games.
Seattle laid an egg today.
I saw that at home, right? Against the Cardinals.
At home, first home loss in 2 years.
But, if you look at this, right, at the field, potentially being a 2 seed here, the goal is just to be in the tournament. It's just to be in the thing and be competing to get to the end. Anyone who's in the tournament can win the thing. I mean, we've seen that before. We've seen wild card teams get hot at the right time and win. And I think maybe we get caught up in the fact that when we've seen the Patriots, and I mentioned this last week after the game against Miami, when we've seen the Patriots win Super Bowls, they have far and away been, and outside of the first Super Bowl win, the other 2 years, they were far and away the best team in the NFL. You don't have to be far and away the best team in the NFL and convince everybody of that as you go into the playoffs just to win the Super Bowl. Teams who have not been that have won it all. So it would be a different type of win for this team. But I think if you want that, if you think you can get to the end and win it all, you need the bye. So we'll see what happens. But getting that 2 seed, getting a bye, very important if they are looking to have some success in the playoffs. And I think today you got to feel good about their chances in these playoffs, picking up a big road win and responding to having a loss last week. Dave's in Connecticut. He's up next. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Mark. First of all, I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, Dave. Same to yours.
You're welcome. And, what a game for the Patriots today. I think that the defense really stepped up big. Okay. Brady obviously didn't have his best game, but he did enough to, get the W. He missed some passes there. So I really, it's hard for me to put him on the bad list, but, I put him on the semi-bad list. Okay. I mean, he still made the passes he needed to make to win the game. It was a huge game. Now we're going to get ready for Buffalo. As a Patriot fan, couldn't be happier.
Yeah, I hear you, Dave.
We're looking at that, second seed there with the bye, and who knows? Who's to say that you know, Denver won't stumble against Oakland. You know, as a matter of fact, I heard they lost Von Miller.
Yeah, Von Miller, according to reports, Dave, and thank you as always for the call, and Merry Christmas to you. Von Miller, possible torn ACL. They're fearing the worst in Denver with Von Miller. And it's definitely a real possibility that Denver could, you know, be in a situation where they either lose next week or they lose in the playoffs prior to the AFC Championship round. All of those things very possible. Tom Brady today. In this game, 14 of 26 for 172 yards and a touchdown. His quarterback rating today, 87.3. Not his best game, but he did enough to win. He did enough to win. That's the way it was. He didn't overly impress me today, but I wouldn't say that he played poorly. So maybe because he was not his great normal self. You put him on the bad list, Dave, but he was okay. I wouldn't criticize him for the performance today. Al's in New Jersey. Hey, Al.
Mark, you know, no complaints. How can you complain about a team that's 11-5, all the injuries, it's the fifth division title in a row? Okay, so you know, as far as the defense now, the Ravens went for it three times on fourth down, and we stopped them three times on fourth down. So how great is that defense?
Well, I think the defense had a great game today. There's no doubt about that.
And also, the Ravens have nothing to complain about as far as the pass interference. I may be wrong, but I thought I heard someone say that they're number two as far as pass interference on the plus side. So I don't think they have anything to complain about.
Yeah, and I don't think there were really any – I don't think the calls today that went against them were all that questionable.
Right.
And in fact, I thought at least on the pass interference, the Gregory call – was very similar to the call that put the Patriots at the one. I thought the way in which they called PI was consistent in the game, believe it or not.
Right. Two other points I want to make. This was the biggest loss, I think, at home in Raven history.
Really?
So I love that. And the only team that, you know, the Ravens are pretty tough at home, 6-1 this year. And I think the only team that beat them were the Packers. So let's give the Pats a lot of credit. And anyone who's not surprised by the Pats being 11-5 with all the injuries.
Well, I got to stop you right there, Al. They're 11-4. They could end up 12-4.
11-4. Well, okay. I'm sorry about that. We'll be 12-4 next week.
Right.
But let me just say this. I'll leave you with this. Anyone who wants to complain about Flacco's knee, with all the injuries the Pats have, it's next man up, and they're going to end up in the Super Bowl because I don't think the Broncos are anything to brag about.
All right, Al. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. There were a lot of excuses being made on that broadcast today about Flacco's knee. I don't know if anyone noticed that at home, but it felt like every 20 seconds we were hearing about Joe Flacco's knee and his knee brace and how that was making him throw the ball poorly. Can we give that a rest? Then don't play. I mean, not that it's Joe Flacco's fault that the announcing crew of Nance and Sims were mentioning that constantly.
Who's the pussy now?
I don't think... I don't even want to know what that's from. Flacco was not prohibited. We saw him make some good throws today. And I'm sorry. I just didn't see the knee being as big of a factor as they were making it out to be. He's got a banged up knee. He's got a brace on the knee. Tom Brady plays with a brace every weekend on his knee. Like, get over it already. Enough. Joe Flacco looked pretty mobile on some plays as well. I didn't see the knee being as big of a problem for Joe Flacco as the crew on CBS wanted to make it out to be. Let it go already. We get it. He's got a knee brace on. That got old quick today, among other things, like all the flags in this game. Get over it with the knee brace.
It's like every 10 seconds, Nance would be like, Phil, what did you see on this one?
Did you see that? Do you think it was the knee?
Do you think it was the knee? Did it affect him at all?
At one point, Nance even like washed his hands of having an opinion by saying, and Phil thinks it's the knee. Like, what? Yeah, Phil just said that. Oh, I just couldn't get it. Enough already. Was that really the reason why Joe Flacco looked the way he did? No. The Patriots had some good coverage in the secondary today. They pressured Joe Flacco. I mean, what are we doing here? Four sacks on Flacco today. Seven quarterback hits. They got to Flacco. They chased Flacco. They disrupted the Ravens' offense. By the way, Harbaugh trying to kick the field goal, Justin Tucker, which We talked a ton about Justin Tucker this week because he's good. We know that. Justin Tucker is a very good place kicker. He had a 61-yarder last week. He deserves all that attention because he's that good. He had 33 in a row. Going for it on fourth down there, down 20 to nothing, the Ravens so deserve to miss that kick. And I don't know that Justin Tucker, you blame him or say he deserves it, but you deserve to miss that kick if you're going for it down 20 to nothing, trying to kick a field goal, just trying to avoid being shut out. That was my thought on that. That just came up today. All right, let's go back to the phones. 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. Let's go to Liam in North Carolina. Hey, Liam.
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
It's going well. What'd you think of today's game?
Well, besides the fact that we won a game with a bunch of second and third stringers, which makes it pretty incredible. You know, a couple weeks ago I mentioned how much I like LeGarrette Blount, and I wanted to see if your opinion changed tonight after this game, because it seemed like Blount was really a kind of a go-to guy tonight, and he did some incredible things running that ball tonight.
Opinion changed on what?
Well, you know, I mentioned that the Pats needed to use him more, and just seemed to disagree. You know, tonight it just kind of showed that when they need to really break through the line and you know, pick up 5, 6, 7 yards, you know, he's able to do that most of the time.
Yeah, I agree. I've agreed with that all year long, Liam. I'm all about LeGarrette Blount.
Maybe I misinterpreted you then.
Oh, no, I am one of the biggest LeGarrette Blount fans going. I've been on this guy since the preseason, and I've actually taken crap from other people because I like LeGarrette Blount and his ability so much. I am all about LeGarrette Blount.
Well, I apologize then.
And, no.
We're kind of on the same page.
We are.
They used him more.
I agree. I thought he could have been used more in this game. I thought he was not utilized enough in this game.
I mean, just that first and 30, when he brought it down to third and what, 8, 3rd and 7, that right there just showed his worth. And, I hope they can utilize that more. I hope they don't fall back on something else because they seem to have a winning combination there.
Yep, that's what I think. I've always liked LeGarrette Blount. I really do. We've had him here on the post-game show before. I'm telling you, that's been my favorite player interview that we've done all year long. My favorite one has been LeGarrette Blount. When we talked to him, early in the season, we talked to LeGarrette Blount, and I was happy to talk to him. Then I liked him from the preseason, and people thought, oh, it's a joke. You know, he's out there, and he's running around against second and third string guys. That's what I heard in the preseason when he tore it up in the preseason. Then I heard that, no, he's too big, he's too slow. Really? How's he look now? Does he look slow to you? And Bill Belichick actually made it a point to talk about this week when Bill Belichick talked about how he's got a rare skill set and is as fast and as agile as he is with the kind of size that he brings to the table. I mean, he's a big dude. He's about 250 pounds, I think is what he's listed at. And the guy can make cuts. He can make nice reads, has some good vision at the line of scrimmage. And I just think the guy is great. I mean, he's big. He can carry guys with him. He can knock guys down. I really like LeGarrette Blount. Really do. I've always been a LeGarrette Blount fan. Even going back to his days at Oregon, I've always liked this guy. That was a great trade, by the way, to get LeGarrette Blount. In case you were keeping track of that one, the Jeff Demps for LeGarrette Blount swap. Patriots got the best of that one. Anthony's in Tennessee. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, how's it going, Mark?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to say a couple of things. I do like Blount, too. I'm glad they used him today. And I'm wondering what you guys think about the kid, Logan Ryan. Man. He's, the last few weeks, he has made some plays. Even when he doesn't necessarily make a play, I mean, he's just in the right spots at the right time.
Yeah, I think.
I want to get you guys' opinion on that.
I think the way he's played this year is very promising. I thought he's had a very good year, and I think today was probably, without a doubt, his best game of the year. And it's not just the picks. It's not just the passes he defends. He has a real nose for the ball, and I think he's very good in coverage, too.
Yep, exactly. And, I think we're going to make it to the Super Bowl. That's just me. The only thing I think that we're missing is, for some reason, I feel like the nastiest person on the offense is Tom Brady, and I just feel like we're missing somebody else that's just nasty, like, just wants it more than anybody else. And I wanted you guys' opinion on that. You know, Dez Bryant is always walking off and throwing stuff and slamming stuff. I mean, that's Tom Brady for the Patriots. And it doesn't seem sometimes like the other guys feel that way. And I just wanted your opinion on that.
I think this team has plenty of nasty. I think they have plenty of fight. And I don't think that you have to show that by slamming things on the sideline. I think Dez Bryant is an idiot. I think Dez Bryant is a total, complete jackass, if you want my opinion of Dez Bryant. I mean, if you saw some of the footage that ESPN had of Dez Bryant last week, you know, trying to pump up his teammates on the sideline. It's always about Dez with him, though. Some people have compared him to Michael Irvin. He is not Michael Irvin. He is not the same personality as Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin was a real team player. I don't believe Dez Bryant is.
Jaws.
Michael Irvin could get his teammates going, but in a positive manner. I don't buy into Dez Bryant and his antics and him being nasty. Dez Bryant and the Cowboys haven't won jack with Dez Bryant. So I don't need that, and I don't think Dez Bryant is similar to Tom Brady in any way, shape, or form at all. I don't think that's the case. 41-7 today. There were plenty of nasty guys on the field for the Patriots today. Plenty of nasty and plenty of fight for this team. Let's talk to Ben in Florida. What's up, Ben?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
I just wanted to say, I think it's a fair statement to say that this was the best performance our offensive line has had the entire season. I mean, the Ravens, I mean, they're not the best front seven in the world, but I mean, you got Terrell Suggs, you got Haloti Ngata, and I thought Josh Klein, I thought Sarge did a really good job.
Yeah, and don't forget Elvis Dumervil there, too. Leaving him out. Another guy. So, yeah, I think, you know, also considering, taking into account everything that happens with shuffling guys around and inserting rookies and going with what they had up front for the Patriots offensive line, very physical front today, and the Patriots offensive line represented themselves very well in this game. Very well. What a day for the Patriots. You couldn't have asked for a better day and a better game. And they clinched the AFC East prior to ever playing this game. And we even questioned this because we knew this in the pregame. We thought, well, now they know they clinched the East. They've got their playoff spot. They're not fighting for a playoff berth now. They're fighting for proving things. They're fighting for potential playoff seeding. Maybe that loosens them up a little bit. Maybe it did. They certainly played that way. They played confident today. And the end result is a 41-7 win. The Patriots were as physical as the Ravens in this game, if not more physical. They were not intimidated by that. They ran the football well, over 140 yards rushing. And when they can do that, and I thought they could have ran for more in this game. I'm surprised that they didn't in that third quarter. They were able to run the football, prove that they were physical, doing it on the road. And on top of it, they did what I wanted them to do so badly in this game, which was force turnovers. And clearly they did that. They won that turnover battle. Two defensive touchdowns on turnovers. The two picks by Logan Ryan. Devin McCourty had a chance for two picks of his own. One of them hit him right in the hands, and he was wide open, and he dropped it. The other one went right through his hands.
Dope!
Like a basketball hoop.
Dope!
That one would have been a little bit more difficult to make because there was going to be some physical contact there. Who was on that play? It's early in the game. I have to look back at that one. Is it Smith? Is he going to run into Smith on that play? But he had a shot for even a few more turnovers. Patriots were in the right place at the right time all day. They played very well on defense. I don't know. I mean, I feel great about where that defense is right now. Feel great about where that defense is. Toyin is in New Jersey. What's up, Toyin?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, man?
Doing well. What do you think of today's game?
It was pretty good and stuff like that. But, like, have you noticed, like, the way Tom Brady kind of plays throughout the games? Like, sometimes he'll be mad consistent. You know, first half, like, couple games so far, he's been kind of inconsistent where he kind of goes on, kind of errant passes. In the second half, you know, he kind of goes off. But this game was kind of different, you know? Like, this game kind of went off first half, and the second half can get really bad.
Well, you know what? I'll take that over what has happened in some recent weeks and really this year, which is the Patriots getting out to a bad start. They didn't have that today. Patriots got out to a good start, which is something I'd put in the positive column for this team, is the way in which they got off to a good start. By the way, we did the good, we did the bad, and we're still discussing good and bad things that happened in this game, most of it good. We didn't talk too much about the injured. We haven't done the injured part of things. Devin McCourty actually had to leave the game today. I just mentioned him. Devin McCourty appeared to injure himself by way of a concussion. That's what it appeared to be. I think Devin McCourty was trying when he tackled Ed Dixon, was probably going low to avoid helmet-to-helmet contact, and he ended up going right into the backside of Ed Dixon and kind of twisted his neck. He went to get up, and you could see like he was definitely woozy, and his teammates helped stand him up there, but he did not return. Devin McCourty left the game. Also, Shane Vereen came up lame running down the field. According to the team, he had a groin injury and was questionable for a return, and so he did not come back. He pulled up going down the left sideline. After that, Brandon Bolden took over for him in the Patriots offense, and Brandon Bolden just doesn't have the same skill set as Shane Vereen. They tried to throw to Brandon Bolden a little bit, but it just didn't look pretty. Shane Vereen, that's an important one. That's one that we need to be keeping a close eye on, because Shane Vereen is a guy you absolutely need. You're getting to the point where no matter who it is offensively, and Shane Vereen, in terms of playmakers, he's right near the top of the list. I mean, it's him and Julian Edelman right now, who had another game today. Put him on the good list. Julian Edelman, 7 catches, 77 yards. Put him on the list. But you can't lose any of these guys now. You've lost so much. You just can't afford to keep losing guys. It gets to a point where you can keep saying next man up, which we've done. But it gets to the point now where you just can't afford to lose anybody. You just can't afford to do it. So that's going to be one to keep an eye on. And you know what? It didn't look that serious for him. Now, Devin McCourty is one you got to keep an eye on. In terms of, is he going to miss a game? Is he going to be okay for the start of the playoffs? Which I think the answer would be yes. And so, if that's the case, I think it's not going to end up making a big difference. So I guess the good news is that I don't think either of these injuries, if you're talking about McCourty or Vereen today, are going to be injuries that keep them out in the playoffs. I think those are injuries that are going to be okay, and the Patriots will be okay in the long run. No serious injuries suffered today. Steve Gregory went down for a bit, but he made a return, appeared to fold up his leg and maybe tweak his knee a little bit, but it looked like it was okay. It looks like he'll be all right. Dante Hightower went down in this game, as did Brandon Spikes. But again, guys who were able to return. A lot of minor injuries here. And we'll keep an eye on what happens with Vereen and McCourty, and we'll see what happens with those guys. But I don't think either one of those two injuries was all that serious in terms of long-term and projecting out 3 weeks from now, will they be ready to go in the playoffs? Andrew's in Buffalo, and Andrew, you're up next.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing well.
That's good. Yeah, I was a little down about this game earlier in the weekend. I'm very proud of the way the team turned it around, particularly early in the game. But my only bad out of this game is that they started off slow in the second half. But they did put the pedal to the metal in the fourth quarter, so I'm a little excited about that. Yeah, I really like how the running back Blunt is running right now, and hopefully that can go well in the playoffs. That we got to be a run first type of team. Just want to know what your thoughts is on that. All right.
Well, I don't know, Andrew. Yeah, thanks for the call, Andrew. I appreciate it. I don't know that they need to be run first, but they need to have more of a focus on the run. Because I think with Tom Brady, you don't need to be run first, but there are situations that call for you to run the ball more, and I thought the third quarter today was one of them. I thought it was. I thought they could have run the ball more. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500, web radio at patriots.com. That's your email address. You want to send in your thoughts on this game. I see a bunch of emails coming in, and I'm going to be reading those coming up next. We'll also hear from Bill Belichick coming up next, what the Patriots head coach has to say after this win for the Patriots today. Here's what I need someone to ask Bill Belichick. How was the Marky Mark movie on Friday? How did the Patriots going to the movies affect today's game? I mean, now they should go to the movies every week. Superstition will tell you to go to the movies every week now on Friday. Open lines for you. Wide open, 855-PATS-500. Give us a call, give us your thoughts, and keep those emails rolling in as well. We'll read those coming up next.
Stay tuned for more analysis and reaction from tonight's game.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Patriots are AFC East champions once again. We're taking your calls at 855-PATS-500. They were the champions of the AFC East prior to today's game, even starting against the Ravens, but that didn't stop the Patriots from remaining focused and getting a 41-7 win with a number of strong performances across the board for this team. The Patriots offensive line, LeGarrette Blount, with the help of the offensive line, Patriots moving the ball 142 yards on the ground. The Patriots defense coming up big in so many different ways today. The Patriots playing so physical on both sides of the ball, but especially on the defensive side of things, getting to the quarterback, disrupting things in the secondary, forcing four turnovers in this game, and forcing turnovers on downs in key situations. The Patriots stopping the Ravens on fourth down situations when they were forced to start going forward in that second half. The Patriots did a tremendous job today, and there's a lot to be happy about if you're a Patriots fan. Just that first half alone was probably the best half of football we've seen from the Patriots all year long. And I'm sure we could point to other things like the big comeback in the second half against Denver. There's a lot of, you know, halves we could look at, but how about Across the board, having success in that first half. Offense, defense, special teams, everything was great in that first half. Everything went well for the Patriots in the first half. So that may have been the best half of football that we've seen from this team all year long. And it's a great day for the Patriots. It's a great day if you're a Patriots fan, and we're getting to your thoughts at 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. Let's get to a couple of emails here before I get back to the calls. Noe from Bakersfield, California writes in, "To all Patriots talk show people," I think that means everyone here at Patriots.com, all the PFW guys, Paul, Andy, myself, I don't know who else could be included in this. But Noe writes, "I think I may totally stop listening to you guys because some of you, not all, but some of you keep predicting that the Patriots will lose. Those of you who are guilty of the crime are idiots. The game is currently in the third quarter right now. And even if we do somehow lose, you should know that you should always know that as long as we have Belichick and Brady, we can always win. Shame on you again, Noe." Not me. I'm the guy in the pregame who picked the Patriots to win this game. But I'll tell you what, Noe, if everyone picks the Patriots, then where's the fun in the win? Then it's just expecting and you just did your job. It's when you have haters that it's really fun to win, isn't it? You need that.
I don't know if it's really haters when you go into the game as a 2.5-point underdog.
I know, but you know what I'm saying. The people that pick against you, the people that say you won't win, the people that say you don't have a chance to win.
Who doesn't want those? I don't think anybody said they didn't have a chance to win. I don't think that's
accurate. Not here at Patriots.com.
Now you sound like Rodney Harrison.
I'm sorry. Sorry, that's my straw man over in the corner. But you know what I mean. It's fun to prove haters wrong. It's fun. If you're a fan and everyone picks your team to win and then you win, well, okay, you're expected to win. But if someone picks against you, now you get to write the angry email, Noe. This is why we do this. It's why you get, but again, I picked the Patriots to win this game. So no surprise here. I thought it would be a lot closer than it was. I won't tell you I predicted a blowout. I'm pretty much stunned by the way things went today and how big of a gap it was between the Patriots and the Ravens. Tony writes in one word email today, defense, all caps with a million exclamation points. No doubt about it. Frederick writes in, Chaps, I made a hilarious comment on the PFW Facebook group referring to McCourty headbutting a Ravens player, that would be Ed Dixon, as butting him in the arse. Apparently this word is unacceptable and was removed. Two questions. Is this word really so bad? Number two, who runs this group and dictates what is allowed? This guy wants answer. Did you block that, Kevin? Did you take that out? Did you take that out, Kev? It's not a bad word. It's not a bad word. Can use that one. So he said, cheers. Keep up the good work. He's looking for an answer. Frederick, I don't have an answer for you. I don't know who runs that. Rocco writes in, Rocco from Ireland. Hello, Mark. Much better today in all aspects. Not perfect, but much better. We even started well, which I haven't been able to say a lot this year. Most impressive for me today was Blunt on offense, Logan Ryan on the D. Do you think Ryan can step up next year and maybe push for a number one cornerback job? I'd say it's an interesting point. It's a very interesting point. Something that you look at the history of cornerbacks drafted by the team. There have been a lot of guys who have had really great year one. Devin McCourty was a guy. He had a very good year one. I think even Darius Butler had a good year one. It's year two, keeping that consistency up, which you hope for. And I'm not saying that just because some guys have dropped off of the position, it would happen to him. But a very promising young player. Very promising. And he had a great day today for the Patriots as they are, again, the AFC East champions. They win the division. Their spot in the playoffs is secure. And now we head back on out to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Joining us from the Patriots locker room after this big win, special teams captain Matthew Slater. Matthew, congratulations on the win today, and congratulations on being in the postseason yet again.
Oh, thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate it, and thanks for having me on.
Did you guys pay attention to the Dolphins losing prior to the start of your game today?
I mean, we saw it up on the board, but, you know, it really didn't matter to us. We wanted to go out here and do it the right way. We didn't want to back into a title. We wanted to come out and control our end of it, and that's what we were able to do today.
Was there any pressure off just knowing that you were in and knowing that now you're, you know, playing for seeding or playing for basically wanting to get good wins, wanting to build momentum, but knowing that you were in, did it take any pressure off?
I wouldn't say that. I know me personally, I wasn't focused on that. I was just focusing on trying to do my job, help my team win, and I think that was the general feel from the guys out there today.
We were just talking about the first half of this game, whether it be offense, defense, and especially special teams as well. Do you think this first half today was one of the best halves of football you guys have put together all year?
We were able to come out and start fast and make some good plays, and definitely you got to feel good about what we were able to do early on in that first half and build a lead and play from the air for once, so that was nice.
Explain something to me. You had a great play that happened on a punt in the second quarter. How is it that you got down there so fast? I went back. I saw the replay. I don't know how you beat everyone down there.
I just try to use this technique that I'm coached to use day in, day out, and just try to play with great effort. Thankfully, good Lord allowed me to get down there and be around the ball.
Now, when you're tracking a player like that and you're coming down the field, how early do you start tracking on, where the ball's going to be, which side of the field it ends up on? How early does that process begin in your mind as you're running down that field?
No question. My eyes are on him from the snap to the end of the play. He's going to take you to where the ball is. And with a guy like we were facing tonight, you got to have a great sense of urgency because he's capable of hurting you every time he touches the ball. So I think as a unit, from the kickers on, we did a good job of everybody executing their jobs, covering with urgency, and we were able to come out and contain them tonight.
What did you think about your offensive line? There were some concerns going into this game, but they played one heck of a game today. And on the ground, you guys ran for 142 yards. It was pretty impressive.
Oh, man. Hats off to these guys, especially young brother Klein coming in there, stepping up big for us. You know, Lowe moving the left tackle. You know, those guys just stepped up. And that last drive when we were pounding in there with LeGarrette, we ran in every single play, and that's toughness. And those guys, they don't get the credit that they deserve all the time, but you got to give them some love tonight.
All right, well, I know you guys are going to enjoy this one for a little bit before you get ready for Buffalo. You know that you're in the playoffs, so that's something to celebrate as well. Congratulations on the win again. And, Matthew, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys. God bless you. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care. Matthew Slater joining us here on the Patriots.com postgame show presented by Xbox One. 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. That's the phone number. Let's get back to some of your calls. You've been waiting patiently. Our thanks to Matthew Slater, a member of the AFC East champion New England Patriots. We'll hear from Bill Belichick coming up just a couple of minutes from now as well. Let's head on out to San Diego. That's where Max is. He's up next. Hi, Max.
Hey, what's going on, Mark? How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Merry Christmas to you guys, by the way.
Same to you.
Thanks, absolutely. Hey, I'm going to make this really quick because I know you got a ton of calls to get to. But I just want to throw my two cents in here. First of all, that was one hell of a game. And the entire fan club started, and we were all just going nuts. That was a hell of a game. Thanks, guys, for a great game. And the other thing, remember what Terrell Suggs said after the AFC Championship last year to us?
Refresh my memory. What are you referring to?
Remember, after the AFC Championship, he says, have fun at the Pro Bowl. Remember that?
I do.
Well, let me just give a little special shout out to Suggs right here. I know it's not the postseason yet, but hey, T Sizzle, have fun at the Pro Bowl. You arrogant, you know what?
All right, Max, thanks for the call. I don't know that T Sizzle is going to hear that one.
They watched the Super Bowl from the same place I watched the Super Bowl from.
We need to get
couch.
Some Suggs. That's some Ray Lewis. That's some Bart Scott. We need to hear some Suggs. We need to get some Suggs. You know there are some post-game gems of comments coming out of Baltimore today, right? I mean, I'm just waiting for those to surface. What did those guys say after the game today? We'll have to wait and hear what some of those players said. I really hope Suggs had something to say. Let's go back to some of your emails. Pete in Augusta, Maine writes, don't forget about the Patriots. Bad flags, too many, third quarter letdown on offense. The good, defense. How's that for some third stringers? Also, Mankins, Edelman. How about that running game? And, oh, Brady looks sharp. Nice week, Bill. Pete in Augusta, Maine, checking in at webradio@patriots.com. Anthony writes in, hey, Mark, the game ended up looking like a blowout on paper, but I still have offensive concerns with this team. Up against a half-decent defense with a lead, the offense started to sputter again, which is obviously a worry. That's supposed to be our strength. I don't want to appear negative, but we need to try and not get carried away with putting 41 points on the defending champions, who had a QB playing on one leg and scoring three serious garbage time touchdowns. I still think and believe we have a genuine shot of going all the way, but on the basis of tonight, a lot of things need to happen that we can really control in order for it to happen. Your thoughts. Great show. Per usual, Anthony in London. Anthony, I understand what you're saying in that the Ravens did not play their best game today. That's okay to admit. They did not play their best game. Joe Flacco did not play his best game. I think too much of it is being blamed on his knee. Maybe Joe Flacco was just being Joe Flacco today. The offense, they started to sputter because of some of their play calling. That's a concern. I don't think it was anything the players were doing wrong. I thought the Patriots played into the Ravens' defense by throwing the football as much as they did to come out in the second half. Now, is it a blowout? Yes, it is, and here's why. The Ravens only scored a touchdown today. They scored once all day. And if you watch that drive, it was some real sloppy play by the Patriots' defense on one particular drive, which is fine. It happens. One bad drive. But come on. The Patriots dominated this game. It wasn't like they squeaked out with a win. They dominated in this game. And, you know, I understand. You didn't get the best game from the Ravens. Well, the scoreboard reflects that. Even if the Ravens had played better, what in this game tells you that the Patriots would not have won? I thought it was a pretty convincing win. And you can say it was a convincing win, even in admitting the Ravens didn't give you their best game. But that happens. I just don't think that you can write off what happened today with this team. I don't think you can do it. Bruce is in New York. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well.
I am one happy Patriots fan tonight. I called last week and said we don't need to give up hope. I'm going to say it again. It doesn't mean we're going to go all the way, but I'm particularly taking a victory lap here in front of all the negative Nancys around Patriots.com, especially John Rook. He's the one you didn't mention. John so eloquently told us all week that the Patriots didn't stand a chance. I know they were 2.5-point underdogs, so everyone at ESPN picked against them. Only Fred was the only loyal, and you.
Except Ditka. Ditka did not pick against them today. Ditka was picking the Pats.
Okay, I'm in at the other correspondent. Anyway, I realized at the end of that game when Chandler picked up that thing, I've been waiting 11 months. I was there last year when they broke our hearts and finished our season for us, and they laughed at us, and he sizzled at his comments, and they had a lot to say at post-game about the Patriots. And I just exploded with joy at the end of it, because 11 months of pain just was relieved by what happened out there today. And again, I'm not saying they're going to go all the way, but they stand just as good a chance as anybody. I mean, they can go and lose to the Bills next week and end up with a fourth seed. That's possible. But anybody who sounds absolutely definitively sure about how it's going to turn out this year, I'm speaking specifically to John Rook and Paul sometimes and Andy. I love you guys, but you're full of it. I guess that's their job, to be full of it. But I just want to stick it in their ears. I'm calling you because I work when I can't call them. I'm at work most of the time. We're on the radio. I have to hear it in the podcast, and I just sit there and gnash my teeth. So I'm just very, very happy, and especially to crush the Ravens, a team I have a visceral hate for.
Bruce, that's fair. You should hate the Ravens. I hate the Ravens. I can't stand the Ravens. There's nothing I like about the Ravens. I don't like the quarterback.
I'm with you.
I don't like the quarterback. I don't like some of the guys they've had over the years. I didn't like Ray Lewis. I don't like Terrell Suggs. They're a hateable bunch. Hateable bunch. It's just I don't like those guys. I really don't like Flacco. I'll tell you, $120 million. Whew. How do you feel if you're a Ravens fan and that's what you got for $120 million? You get Joe Flacco. Talk about playing well and winning a Super Bowl in the right year. So this does feel good because you want to stick it in the Ravens' face. You want to beat the Ravens. The Ravens have had a lot of success against you, even though you've had some success against them, winning the AFC Championship a couple of years ago against them and then losing to them. So there are good things. There are bad things. And I've got to be honest with you, it feels good to beat the Ravens if you're a Pats fan. No doubt about that. How did Bill Belichick feel about beating the Ravens today? He's got to be happy. He's got to be happy about the way things went for his team today. He probably can't say enough good things about the Patriots. Here's what he said after the game.
The way those guys played, we had a lot of guys banged up coming into the game, a few lineup changes and all that, but, you know, we had a good week of practice. Thought our players really prepared hard. I thought they played hard for 60 minutes, and they played well. So, I'm really, really proud of the way that they played, way that they competed. Being able to finish and play 60 minutes is good. It's something that we need to obviously do more of, but it was good today. And I couldn't be prouder of the football team. Those guys, they earned it today. They really did. And that's a good football team we played. But, you know, our guys earned it today. So happy to win. Happy to win the AFC East. And, hopefully we can build off this game. It's a good one for us.
Bill, how important was it to see some turnovers early from your defense, Logan Ryan, with that pick, and then continue?
It's always important to turn the ball over. There's no statistic that correlates more to winning than turnovers, except points, obviously. But that's turnovers are huge. Taking care of the ball and getting the ball. So, yeah, it's big.
Is there anything in particular you can pinpoint as saying you said it was a good week of practice and they did a good job preparing all these?
Every single guy. I mean, you need everybody, and we had everybody tonight. We had contributions from all three units. Every guy that was dressed, I thought, went out there and just played hard. So, wasn't perfect, but you got everybody doing their job in this league. So you can't win with one guy or two guys. There's just too many good guys on the other side of the ball.
I want to
want to ask about a couple of your running backs. What do you think of the way LeGarrette Blount has been running real hard the last few weeks? And
he always runs hard. Really always runs hard. Those guys always run hard. I mean, I don't think you can find too many plays where they don't run hard. They always run hard.
And the offensive line, you're pleased with their run blocking?
Well, I mean, they, again, that's a good defense. They, you know, they competed well. It wasn't perfect, but, you know, we gave the backs some room to get started. And when they got a chance to get rolling, they made some yards on their own. So that was good. It's good to be able to run the ball in at the end of the game. It's good to be able to pick up some short yardage situations. You know, I thought our running game, as always, helps set up the play action pass game, keeps us out of long yardage. So it was a good complimentary game.
Well, could you talk about the next man up mentality? Devin goes down and Duran comes in. Obviously, he played a lot in the first half also, but the next man up mentality in that secondary.
Well, you know, Duran played when Steve was out for a couple weeks there in the middle of the season. So, you know, he's been playing all year. We have a lot of confidence in all those guys. But that's, look, everybody's got to be prepared. Everybody's got to be ready to go. You never know when you're going to have to play. And you might have to play a lot or more than you think you're going to be playing. We don't make up our mind on that. We just get ready to go. When we're called upon, then we step in there and try to do the best that we can.
Difficult challenge for Logan. You know, we got some time, obviously, in the game in the fourth quarter against the Dolphins, but playing left tackle against this team with that pass rush didn't seem to, Mr. Beat, seem like that was Logan Mackens playing guard, tackle, doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, Logan's a good football player. He's a great competitor. He's a tough guy mentally and physically. So, you know, I've never seen him do anything but meet a head challenge head on with his best. And I'll have to look at the film and all, but, you know, it looked like he did a pretty good job out there tonight again against some pretty good players.
So how about the drive? You get the ball,
with 6.5 minutes left to go, and you kind of alluded to it, the 9 plays, 4.5 minutes, just the job that Ridley Blount did in the entire offensive unit.
Again, you got to give credit to everybody. I mean, it's not one guy. There's a lot of guys blocking in front of him, guys running the ball, you know, converting third downs, getting the ball in the end zone, getting tough yards, defensive stops, special teams, field position plays. I mean, it's just, you know, everybody. I couldn't sit up here and single out one guy. I just can't do it. They're all, you know, they all contributed. We had a good, it was a good team effort all the way across the board.
What about a guy like Tavon Wilson, who was such a, I guess, amazing play at the end of the game with the interception?
It was a nice play. I mean, I don't think that really affected the outcome of the game much. But, you know, I thought once again, he could have, you know, after the interception, he could have not done what he did. And he ran hard. He broke a tackle. And he finished the game and, you know, made the play that he could make. So, you know, that was a good effort by him and our whole defense trying to get out in front and, you know, block for him and try to finish the game on a positive, you know, finish the play with a positive way. That's what competition is. You just go out there and play the best you can for 60 minutes and you can't worry about, you know, all the other stuff that's going on. You just got to go out there and do the best you can. And they did it all the way through, you know, to that play at the end. So it was good.
Was Colin Hightower better games or best games?
Hightower's been playing pretty good. I don't know if I watch a film, but, you know, he's been making a lot of plays for us. So it looked like he made a few more today.
What does it say about the mental toughness of this team that they were able to bounce back from what happened last week, put that behind them and focus on this?
Well, that's the way it is every week in the NFL. You can't worry about last week. You got to worry about the challenge of this week. So, and we got another one next week at Buffalo. You know, I don't know what happened, but they obviously, you know, played Miami a whole lot better than we played them last week. So, you know, it'll be another challenge this week. But look, that's the way it is in National Football. You got to bring it for 16 weeks.
Is that as excited as you've seen your team in a while? And just say, going back to like the fourth down stop, it seems like the whole sideline exploded. The defense comes off. Collins had that pass breakup at the end, but it seems like the sideline, here comes the ball. Seems like everybody was in on this game.
It was. We had a lot of energy on the field, again, from all three units, from every guy. So, you know, it was a great feeling. You know, it's, you know, nice to be in a game that didn't, you know, come down to the very last second of the game. You know, we actually had a lead there with a couple minutes to go, but, you know, that brings out excitement when you can win in this league, win on the road, you know, beat a good football team, and, you know, they deserve to be excited.
Really talk about how hard it is to win in the league every single week. You hear a yell after, you know, hat and t-shirt day, fifth straight. How much does it still mean to you and this team to be able to accomplish what you accomplished today?
Well, so we worked for all year. I mean, when we started at the beginning back in the off-season program, OTAs and training camp and all that, I mean, you know, you work to put yourself in position to have a chance to compete at the end of the year, and we did that. We got ourselves into position, and today we're able to qualify for the playoffs. So, you know, that's good. You know, we'll see what happens going forward, but, you know, that's what we play for, is to be able to play in the postseason. So, fortunately, we have that opportunity, and, you know, now we'll see what we can do.
How big was the fourth and one stop on Rice?
I mean, there's a lot of big ones, sure. That was huge. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I thought that, you know, we had a couple of players who really seemed alert, you know, when Flacco came up under center. We certainly had to be aware for the quarterback running the ball from the gun, but probably in his condition, they probably weren't. I don't know how they felt about that. So he got up under center, of course, gave it to, you know, a great back and Ray Rice. We were pretty alert when he jumped up there, and, you know, it was a close play. It was only a few inches, but, you know, fortunately we made it. But it was definitely a heads up play, you know, by our, you know, our guys up front.
What went into the decision to take the team to the movies on Friday? Do you feel like you needed something, a moment?
No, I don't feel like they needed anything. Just change up the routine a little bit. We do think different things from time to time.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, Mike Wahlberg, you know, obviously is, you know, a huge Patriots fan, a huge, you know, supporter. And, you know, I really appreciate everything that, you know, Mark did to, you know, make it possible. And Mark Sotrell, I mean, another, you know, tremendous guy. It was just such an honor to meet him a couple weeks ago. But I think the movie certainly had the messages of, you know, teamwork, leadership, perseverance, preparation, and then execution. It's one thing to prepare. It's another thing to actually go out there and play the game, or, you know, go through the battle that they did. So, you know, some good messages in it, no question. Great movie.
The fact that you guys can look at pieces every week by week without the injuries on all the line changes, what is that testament to?
I think everybody on the team has to have the same attitude. They got to prepare. They got to be ready to go. And you never know when those situations are going to come. Well, sometimes you know going into the week. If somebody's out, then somebody else could be in. But you got to be ready for those things during the game. That's the National Football League. Every team in the league has that. I mean, every team's got guys on injured reserve. Every guy's got team, you know, players that aren't playing in certain games that, you know, are inactive and all that. So that's the league we're in. It's a war of attrition.
Yep.
Good.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thank you. Thanks.
Good stuff from Bill Belichick after the win. He liked the movie. The movie was good. Winning the AFC East, that's good. That's good, according to Bill. Movie was good. Mark Wahlberg, good in the movie. Everything's good. Really, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I love this time of year. Love the holidays. Love that, you know, everyone's going to have a little bit of time off. If you're a Patriots fan, how good is it to have this win today? Maybe you're on vacation this week. Maybe you're got to work a day, but then you're going to have a couple of days off. It's perfect. It's a perfect gift-wrapped present from the Patriots to you today. Beating the Ravens. It's so easy to hate the Ravens. Let's get back to some of your calls. Our buddy Jeff is in Vegas. Hey, Jeff.
Mark, how's it going?
You lost a lot of money today, didn't you?
I did. I hedged a little. I took them in the second half, and I took the over, which is a miracle backdoor over cover, so I was able to hedge. But who cares about the money, Mark? I wanted that win so bad. It's all I wanted for Christmas. You could hear how happy Bill was. What an amazing signature performance today.
It was great. It was a great win.
And I'm really happy for security in the Las Vegas casinos, because 95% of everyone out there had Baltimore all everywhere, up and down, and I was really rubbing it in, and the people were furious. How do they do it, Mark? I mean, how can I give it up to Fred Kirsch, because he's really the only one who called this and had with confidence. How do they do it with these injuries?
I don't know. Let me ask you, Jeff, when you went to the book today and you're sitting there celebrating the Patriots, were you wearing like a Tom Brady jersey or something?
Yeah, I have a custom Belichick jersey.
Oh, beautiful.
Week.
What number you got on that thing?
I just got the 38. I got it after Super Bowl 38, but I think Bill played a little bit of nose guard and fullback, so some people think it's the 38 for his number. But hopefully, just like Bill maybe getting a 4 rings painted on his boat.
Five rings.
Well, I think it's 3 now, right? And well, he wants to put it to 4.
He'll
be 4 with New England. He doesn't count his assistant coach ones.
He does, because the boat is 5 rings.
It's 5?
Yeah,
sure?
The boat is 5 rings, my man. Check it out.
You're certain of that? Oh, my bad.
Oh, yeah. No. The boat has definitely got a V on the back.
My point is, I'm hoping to do another Belichick, but have it be what? What's this one, 47 or 48?
What number are we on? This is 48 now, right?
Yeah, I mean, that would be sweet. But so today I had, like, the Red Sox jersey and Patriots hat. But the people literally want to kill me when I'm screaming. I'm yelling. I'm shouting.
That's good.
That's good. That's good, Jeff.
So anyway, great win. And I just don't see how it must be infuriating to the Ravens fans, to the Patriot haters, how this team year after year pulls out these games that they really have no business winning, but no one gives them a chance. No one gave us a chance. We did it. Merry Christmas, Patriot Nation.
All right, Jeff, talk to you next week. Thanks for the call. I love that. Jeff wears a custom Belichick jersey to the sports book where he lays big money on the Ravens, hedges for the second half, and then celebrates like a maniac and pisses off everybody there.
That's good.
That is good. I love it. Kevin, you can't play that enough. That's good.
That's good.
It's so good.
Das Boot.
give it again. Bill Belichick from today.
Bill, that's good.
Bill, winning the AFC East. What is that?
That's good.
All right. Going to the movies on Friday before beating the Ravens. What's that?
That's good.
All right. LeGarrette Blount today. What was he?
That's good.
Good. It's good. It's all good.
That's good.
Oh, it's excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Oh, how good, Bill, is the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One?
That's good.
It's endorsed by Bill. Can't beat it.
What now?
Robin's in Jacksonville. Hi, Robin.
Hey, Mark. How are you, buddy?
What's happening?
Just awesome win. I'm just so happy. A little disappointed that Manning broke our guy's record there, but, you know, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, I got to be honest with you. I didn't care about the record when Brady broke it. I mean, it was kind of fun because it was in that 16-0 season, and when he broke that record, it actually counted as a big way in that game against the Giants, but I'm not all that upset that Peyton Manning now has that record. Like,
no, it's okay. It's okay.
Whoop-de-doo.
I mean, first of all, Mark, can you please? I mean, when Blount did that Ray Lewis dance, I mean, that was just, oh my God, that was just so awesome. I love that.
Yeah, you can't say that one, Robin. Gotta let you go on that one, my man. Although I do agree with your sentiment there.
That's good.
That's not so good. Not so good. I know we're internet only, but you still can't be saying those things. Robin, thanks for the call. Have a nice holiday. Let's talk to Scott in Ohio. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
I've been a Pats fan since 84, I believe. It was the year before they went to the Super Bowl and against Chicago. So, and I'm born and bred in Ohio, so all these years I've had this, anticipation of, when Brady got there and all this decade of good times. This year kind of sparked that old feeling of when I first fell in love with the Patriots because they played with a lot of heart. So, you know, this year with all the injuries, and it just seemed like everything was against us. They were squeaking by, losing by a few points, winning by a few points. And I got to tell you, this is the most engaged I've been in the season since I was a kid.
Well, there's a lot to like about this team, Scott. There really is.
Yeah, I agree. I tell you, the win today against Baltimore, I couldn't watch the game, but when I flipped my phone up and saw 20-7, I was ecstatic. And I agree with you. That was probably the best start. Every game that I've watched this year just seems like, man, what happened in that first half? And that's been the theme. Just what a relief. And I absolutely despise Baltimore.
Very easy to dislike Baltimore, Scott. I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for being a Patriots fan for such a long time. In terms of the engagement, this team has taken on a personality of having grit, being tough, fighting, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter how many injuries they've suffered.
That's good.
That is good. They've taken on a personality that's very likable with this team. Very, very likable. It's been an enjoyable team to watch, even, you know, with some of their ups and downs, and of course last week being a down against Miami, but the comebacks, the way in which they fought back in games, the way in which they fought back here at the end of the season with a win now over Baltimore, it's a very likable team. It really is. And maybe some of that is because the expectations were adjusted a little bit with all the injuries that they've suffered. And it seems like, you know, they say expectations be damned. We're just going to go out and do our thing, and that's what they did this week. I want to read a few more emails as we go along here on the Patriots postgame show presented by Xbox One. Webradio at patriots.com is where you send your emails. Pats fan in Germany writes, "Hi, guys. Here's my good, bad, and ugly. The good, surprisingly, the defense, especially Logan Ryan, Chandler Jones, Rob Ninkovich." We have not spent too much time on Rob Ninkovich, but, man, he played a really good game today. Was in on some very important plays. Had some big stops. Rob Ninkovich definitely on the good list today. Also from the Patriots fan in Germany, the running game, Edelman, Goskowski, Allen. The bad, some play calls on offense. The ugly, once again, the refs. And Coach Harbaugh's antics on the sideline. Overall, a great victory after last week's game in Miami. I wasn't sure the Patriots had it in them, but in Bill and Tom we trust. By the way, I hate that Peyton Manning took Tom Brady's TD record away. Cheers from Germany. That's from Stefan. And also, congratulations to Mark on the newborn. Thank you. Appreciate that. I don't hate that. I don't hate that Peyton Manning was able to break the record. Like, I wouldn't want him to. I'm not rooting for him to break the record. But it doesn't bother me that he has that touchdown record. I know what Tom Brady's capable of. You know what Tom Brady's capable of. I believe Tom Brady's capable of more than Peyton Manning. And as someone who has watched both of their entire careers, I'd take Tom Brady any day of the week over Peyton Manning. It's close, but I'm taking Brady. And I'm sure most of you would agree. It's hard to find a Patriots fan that believes otherwise, but still. I'm not all that upset about it. I'd be upset if Peyton Manning had more rings than Tom Brady. That's when I would be upset. Donnie in New Hampshire writes in, "A lot to talk about. First and foremost, for all the Patriots fans that gave up on this team, shame on you. But because it's Christmas, I forgive you. Now on to the game. How many more players are we going to
lose?" That's good.
"But great job by the backups." Something that comes to mind. "Is there something wrong with Brady? Hand? Shoulder? And finally, see what happens when we run the ball? We get points in the first half. Great win by the AFC East champions, the Patriots." Donnie in New Hampshire. Thank you, Donnie. Also, he writes, "Congrats on fixing the ref's mic during halftime." Yeah, they really needed to get that thing sorted out. Really needed to get that microphone sorted out, which apparently they did, because it didn't seem to be a problem in the second half. Didn't seem to be that big of a problem. Emails coming in here. One from Rachel. "What movie did Bill Belichick take the Patriots to see on Friday?" Which he referenced Mark Wahlberg in his press conference there. The movie Lone Survivor.
That's good.
Which is about a number of Navy SEALs, from what I understand, being under attack, being under siege. That was the movie the Patriots saw on Friday. They went to see Lone Survivor with Mark Wahlberg. More emails coming in, also from Rachel. "By how tough we were today, how we found a way to score more than enough and get contributions from all around despite a subpar day from the offense, when it comes to consistent drives, where help wasn't needed. The positive is we wouldn't have won these games a while ago. Hats off to the Patriots' D, special teams, and LeGarrette Blount." All true. All very true.
That's good.
855-PATS-500 is the email. The phone number. The web radio is webradio at patriots.com. Let's talk to Big Al in Georgia. What's up, Big Al?
Hey, what about this? Is anybody's ready to stick a fork in the New England Patriots? They come up with something like this. It's unbelievable. Although, you know, Kevin can confirm that I actually predicted before the Dolphins game that they would run the table. You know, we win all three, so I didn't expect the Dolphins lost. But I was kind of looking to this game. I thought that this would be a huge payback game for the Patriots. But, you know, you can't really assume that they would have played as well if they had beaten the Dolphins. It would be easy to go back now and say, well, geez, if we just could have stopped that guy on fourth down, you know, last week, now we'd still have the number one overall seed going into the last weekend. I don't think you can assume that. You can't assume the same level of effort going into the Baltimore game coming off a loss as if you would have had coming off a win. I don't think you can go back in time and redo that stuff. But certainly, whatever happened last week, we'll take the win this week. This was terrific. And it sets us up next week. If we catch a break with the Broncos, we still got a shot at the number one. But it's looking like the number two overall seed, which would not be the worst thing either. So
definitely not.
Huge win today.
Definitely not. Huge win indeed. Al, thanks for the call.
You bet.
All right, take it easy. 855-PATS-500, that's the phone number, 855-PATS-500. We got about a half hour to go on the program. We're going to continue with your phone calls. We have open lines if you want to jump on board, and we're going to continue with your emails as well. 855-PATS-500, that's the Ace Ticket hotline for you. It, again, is the Patriots postgame show, presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL. Coming up next, we'll hear from the quarterback of the Patriots, Tom Brady.
What now? What now?
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go.
Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether the sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epocher. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert.
Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play Online for just $79.99 a month guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by Metabank member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand. Have an opinion on today's game? Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
Welcome back to the Patriots postgame show. I'm Mark Bertrand. It's presented by Xbox One, the official console of the NFL.
That's good.
That's good. No doubt about it. 855-PATS-500 is the toll-free number for you to get on board. 855-PATS-500. That's the phone number for you. Jump on board with us. Send your emails, webradio@patriots.com. We're going to hear from Tom Brady just 2 minutes from now. But first, let's talk to Olivier in Virginia.
Olivier. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Doing well.
I have to say that I was extremely impressed with this victory, and I did not expect it at all. I mean, this is the Patriots of vintage Brady and vintage Brady Patriots. But what I wanted to say, Mark, is that did we just witness this evening a bunch of defensive rookies graduating from Bill Belichick football school?
Maybe. Yeah, that might have been what you were seeing out there. Younger guys are contributing in a big way.
Who was that Wilson guy that actually brought the touchdown back after intercepting? Is it Tavon Wilson?
Tavon Wilson, yes.
Wow. The second round pick that we thought was a total waste or not a good pick. It seems like he actually started to play well.
Yeah,
I hope so.
They dusted him off a little bit for this game. They dusted him off. They had him out on the field. He was covering Dennis Pitta at one point in the game when they used him on a couple of plays to bring him in onto the field, and he was covering Pitta. And obviously he was on the field late and had an opportunity to make a play, and he did.
Yeah, I think that we beat them in coaching today. What a great difference between today versus last week against Miami. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, if we can take this victory as fueling for motivating the young guys and the rookies to make them understand that this is our first victory as a playoff team, because this was a playoff game for me and we won it. And hopefully this is the beginning of better things going forward. And it's also hopefully the beginning of our team gelling at the right time. So I'm not sure if we can claim that yet or if it's just, too hopeful for us to think this way, but it looks good, and you know, a win is a win, and this was an emphatic statement.
Sure was. This was a statement win today, Olivier, no doubt about it. Thank you for the call, as always. A big statement for the Patriots, a big win for the Patriots. They are the AFC East champions once again. I believe the 11th time under Bill Belichick, they are the AFC East champions. They are going to the playoffs. The question now is, where will they be seated? A win next weekend at home here at Gillette Stadium against Buffalo means they will lock up at least the second seed. We'll have to see what happens from here on out for the Patriots. Here's what the quarterback, Tom Brady, had to say after the win today.
Quarterback Tom Brady, outstanding opponent. Tom, congrats on the AFC East, the fifth straight. How good did that one feel?
That was pretty sweet. So, they're a good team and they play well at home. So we've been talking about playing better on the road, and you know, we made a bunch of plays, especially on defense and special teams. One good play led to another, and they got a fourth down stop. You know, they missed a field goal. So we took advantage of some opportunities, and then made a bunch of big plays there at the end. So pretty sweet.
What about the end and your ability to just get in the huddle, control that clock? I think it was just a little bit under 6 minutes left. But, you know, offensively, you had a couple three and outs, but you guys got the running game going. Not only to run the clock out, but you punched it in the end zone with LeGarrette.
It was a great job. You know, the whole offensive line, the running backs, to finish a game like that was pretty cool. So, you know, we had the ability to play tough and play downhill in the run game. And when our backs get going, reading like reading those cuts like they were tonight, it was pretty tough to stop. So.
I know the years probably blend together after all this time, but do you think it'll be a point when you look back at this year and it's a little bit special given everything that's happened and where you are?
Sure. I mean, they're all special. It's hard to come by, and I mean, this team's really fought hard all year, so we've earned it. 11 wins in the NFL is not easy, and to win a division title is not easy. The competition's pretty stiff, and you know, we face some adversity. Other teams have faced adversity. It's just the way it is in the NFL. So I think the mental toughness is what's most important, and I think we've shown all year that, you know, even if we've been out of games and down, we fought back and made them close at the end and haven't won them all, but you know, we won enough.
Do you guys notice when maybe you're not the favorites going into a place? There's a little bit of talk about how the other guys are able to stand up to you?
And we know that nobody really picked us to win today, so that was pretty much straight across the board. I don't know. Zoe, did you pick us?
I had about two.
Just Zoe. No, he doesn't? Zoe count for us, Zoe.
I remember we were talking. Remember when you were 7-2 and I saw you underneath? You're like, you know what? We're 7-2. I don't think people understand how hard it is in this league. And here you are. You know, 16, 17 weeks in, you guys still, everything's not set yet. You still control everything.
Yeah, there's a lot left. There's a lot of football next week, so it's the biggest game of our season. And, you know, typically as the season goes on, the games get bigger because you have fewer of them, and we got one game to play. So that's all that matters is trying to figure out a way to beat Buffalo, and they're playing well. They won today, and, you know, they're defensively they're playing really good. So. You know, it's going to be a big challenge for us, and you know it's a holiday week, so we got to make sure we stay on top of this. We worked too hard to this point.
How proud are you, Tom, of just, you know, it seemed like, you know, you've had all these injuries, and Logan moves over again to left tackle on defense. Guys seem like they were coming and going out of the secondary, hobbled, coming back. How proud are you, I guess, of the overall toughness of this win and what you guys went through to get through that?
Yeah, I mean, we've shown that we can hang in there, and we've been in there with every team that we played this year. So the competition's tough, but, you know, we just got to keep, like I said, being mentally tough, and who's ever in there has to be able to be counted on to do their job. And I think it showed tonight that the guys were capable. Whoever was in there did a great job and was capable of doing their job.
Tom, how big of a deal is it to have this team play this way in all three phases as you're winning the division and then what's ahead of you?
Yeah, that was important. I think that all three phases of the game really made a bunch of plays. So, you know, offensively, I wish we'd done probably a lot of things better than we did tonight. But, you know, when we play that way defensively and in the kicking game, it's, you know, we're going to be tough to beat. So that was pretty sweet.
Once the game's over, how much do you look into scenarios this week and think, oh, well, this team wins this game, this team wins it? Does Tom Brady look into any of that stuff, or is it just week who we have and we don't want
to win? Well, we have to win this week, so this week is our whole season. So
you've always been about wins and championships, and that's been more important than numbers. Having said that, any comment about Peyton getting the record today, single season touchdown record?
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Tom, Bill said that the movie Friday talked a lot about, you know, teamwork, leadership, being prepared. What did you guys take of that, going to the movie to see that with Wahlberg on Friday?
Yeah, it was... you know, it was a good experience for our team. So, the movie had a good message. So,
did you like it?
I thought it was great. It was great, great movie.
Hey, so it's a hat and T-shirt day for you guys. Where's it?
It's in my bag. So, yeah.
Do you think? I guess the luster of wearing those is worn off, or are you...
Absolutely not. I'll be wearing it all week. So that won't go anywhere. Hopefully, we can. You know, keep finding ways to get those hat and T-shirts. Those games are important, and I think, you know, we knew that the Dolphins had lost before our game, so, but it wouldn't have been as good coming in here without winning and getting a hat and T-shirt. So this is a great win against a very good team on the road, just what we needed. So thank you, guys.
And there it is, quarterback Tom Brady and his thoughts after what he had to say today after this big win for the Patriots. He's excited about it being a hat and T-shirt game. How about Zoe? Zoe in there. Hilarious. Zoe. Yeah, I picked you. I picked you guys. Had you by two. The people who did pick the Patriots, including myself. I thought, yep. They're going to win the game. They went by a field goal. I didn't expect them to win 41-7. I thought they would definitely do enough to win. I didn't think they would go all out like they did today. Pretty impressive stuff.
Show ponies!
So, I love Zoe. Let's go back to the calls and talk to Tim in Phoenix. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Doing well. What'd you think of today's win?
Well, it was nice, but let me just, like, settle everybody down. First of all, 41-7 is, well, we all know it's inflated. The 27-7 was a little bit more realistic, but we were gifted the first seven with a, you know, sketchy call.
All right, let me stop, Tim, before you go on, let me stop you right there on the 41. It is inflated. I agree with you. What if they had won 20-7? Was that not still a really good win?
Yes, it is, but let me go back to this. That zero on the scoreboard for the Ravens, I think a lot of that had to do with the flag-throwing contest the referees were putting on in the first half. We got the benefit of a lot of calls.
I'd put it on flag. Listen, if you want to put it on something, it's not the refs there. It's the Ravens. It's Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco sucked
right
today.
But, like, one of those flags gifted us the 7 points at the very beginning of the game.
That wasn't a gift. Wait a minute. Tim, if you're going to say that, then that's the case, then the Ravens got a gift, too. It was the pretty consistent call. Both ways.
Right.
It's very similar
end,
call.
Right. Well, they got the call at the end, right?
Which call? You're talking about the Ravens when they scored their touchdown?
Right.
It's very almost identical calls that I said.
Exactly. No, I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
What was the situation of the game?
It was garbage time.
It was getting close to garbage. They were scrambling at that point, right?
Yeah. I mean, they had already tried.
After they scored that touchdown, what did they need from the Patriots? They needed the Patriots to go 3-and-out. And guess what the Patriots did?
They went 3-and-out. 3-and-out. That's okay. That's a legitimate gripe. But again, I don't think that cheapens the win here.
No. I'm not saying it cheapens it. I'm saying the Patriots would have won anyway. But let's, like, everybody's saying, you know, all these people stuck a fork in the Patriots, and look, they come out and blow these guys away. Let's not call it a blowout. Let's relax. Let's say every given Sunday. However, the situation of the game kind of dictated what ended up being the end score. That's fair enough?
Fair enough. I'm just saying, but listen, a 20-7 win would have been a very good win in my book, too.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
So I'm not just going by the 41 points.
I think a lot of people are looking at 41-7 and say we just came over there and steamrolled them. I don't see it like that. I think we came over there and we won the game.
Tim, they were in control for pretty much the entire game, though, even with their own mistakes, even with going 3-and-out, even with not running the ball and going 3-and-out starting that second half. They were in control of this game. This game was never in doubt. I mean, this game was never
in
doubt.
I agree with you, but yeah. I think that 17-0 score at halftime really helped dictate the fact that it was never in doubt. And I think 17-0 was indicative a lot of what the referees were doing. The Ravens were pretty upset at those calls. And some of them were legitimate, some of them were ticky-tack, but the fact of the matter is there was no rhythm for the Ravens or anybody else, really, to get into that game.
Yeah, I thought that was
a very odd game as far as pacing goes.
Yeah, it was terrible, actually. The referees absolutely are to blame for that.
That's what I'm talking about. The pacing of the game, the referees interjected themselves way too much.
I thought we were going to be there until 10 o'clock tonight watching that game.
Oh, boy, you didn't tell me. But what I do want to say positive is at the beginning of the game, they threw up the graphic up there. It said 4 passes to 10 rush for the Patriots. There obviously been some coaching staff members who have been looking and listening to the media griping about the running game from against the Dolphins. And if you look at the end of the game, that last drive was a gem. When we went up and just drove the ball down the field with nothing but run after run after run, and everybody knew that's what we were doing and that's what we had to do to salt it away, and we put it down their throats. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. It definitely was.
That was awesome. That was will. That was attitude. That was mano a mano. I'm kicking your butt, and you're going to take it.
Yep.
That was beautiful.
A lot of good things coming out of this game.
The beginning of the game, like I said, 4 passes to 10 rush to start the game. So from beginning to end, they were running the football. That was great. But let's not look at the final score and say we steamrolled these guys. That's not really what happened.
Well,
we did go down there. We run the football. We took control. And we won the game.
I agree with that, but I also think, Tim, they dominated this game. The Ravens never really were in this game. The Patriots controlled the football game start to finish. Now, there may have been some thoughts creeping in that the Patriots left the door open for the Ravens to do something there, you know, being down 20-7, that the Ravens could have gotten back in it, but they didn't. The Patriots were in control the entire way. I'm not looking just at the 41. I mean, let's be honest. Patriots, the Chandler Jones touchdown, that was a gift. That one's a gift. But the Tavon Wilson one? Or am I supposed to say that's a gift, too? I mean, that's a pick six in which he stayed in bounds. I'm not willing to give that one up as a gift. I'll give you the Chandler Jones one. But even if you want to take both of them out, even if they had won 20-7, they were in control. It was a convincing win. And I think looking at the way we were talking about this game going in, that's a very convincing victory for the Patriots in this game. I don't know how you could look at it any other way. Blake is in St. Louis. What's up, Blake?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Doing well. What do you got?
Man, I agree with you, man. That was a great game, and the Patriots, they played great in all three phases of the game. You know, I mean, I tip my hat off to Stephen Ridley for holding on to the football, and he just did some miraculous things as far as, you know, just holding on to the ball and, you know, making yardage and making great plays.
Blake, admit it, he made you nervous, though, in that second half, didn't he? He made me nervous. He was making me nervous. They'd hand him the ball, and I got nervous, going, where's LeGarrette Blount? Give me more LeGarrette Blount. He definitely made me nervous.
Yeah, but that was teamwork. I mean, from all phases. I mean, that was a beautiful game right there, you know, as far as just showing teamwork, you know, the defense heated up, you know, so I give all the credit to the Patriots as a team. They played a great game.
I would agree. I think it was very much a team effort. You mentioned all three phases of the game, Blake. I think you're right. We talked to Matthew Slater earlier. He had that great play in that second quarter, making a tackle at the 10-yard line. The special teams was great. Ryan Allen in the punting game had some big, big kicks in this game. They did. They executed in all three phases of the game. They executed a lot better than they had in recent weeks, and they get a big road win as a result. Speaking of LeGarrette Blount, who I have loved all year long, in fact, I've been criticized for my man crush on LeGarrette Blount. Here's what LeGarrette Blount had to say after the win for himself.
The goal is to go out here and try to get ready for Buffalo and continue to be successful with what we're doing and, you know, going to the playoffs moving forward.
So many new faces on this team from this year to last year, especially on offense. You guys are trying to establish yourself as a pound team as well. You can play on the ground. How important was your game, 76 yards, 2 touchdowns this afternoon?
It was really important. We came into the game with the mindset to run the football, and that's what we came out here and did. We came out here and just, you know, ran the football as much and as effectively as possible and came out with the win.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Garrett, you guys would have clinched the AFC East regardless of today's outcome, but how much better does it feel having this big win under your belt?
I mean, we're not going to go out there to lose the game, you know. Even though we clinched, we're not going to go out there just to lose the game. We're going to go out there and try to win. And a big part of that is the defense getting 2 touchdowns, you know, and our offense being productive.
Did it feel like your best team win?
It felt like one of our better wins. Yeah, we got to go back in the film room because there's still things that we have to work on also, and go out here and get ready for Buffalo.
Were you auditioning at all for Dancing with the Stars after your touchdowns?
Definitely not auditioning for Dancing with the Stars. But if they ever call me, I might consider it though.
Were those spontaneous or?
They were just you know what I'm saying, just kind of celebrations. It was excitement, you know what I'm saying, and. You know, the last one, you know, Ray Lewis, no disrespect. Respect, you know what I'm saying? I love him. I've talked to him a few times, and, you know what I'm saying, I asked him, could I do that before I ever did it, yeah.
And he gave you the go-ahead?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You had his number already?
But not Jacoby.
Nah, I ain't talked to him. But, out of respect for him, I talked to him one of the last times I played him, and I had his phone number still from doing a couple of appearances with him, and I asked his permission a while ago. So, yeah.
You have a chance to put that hat and T-shirt on yet?
Nah, but I'm about to do it right now.
Hat and T-shirt game for the Patriots and for LeGarrette Blount. A hat and T-shirt game, first time for LeGarrette Blount in the NFL. Correct me if I'm wrong on that one. A hat and T-shirt for him.
That's good.
It's good, Bill. Let's see. Let's get to some more emails. Pats fan in Germany writes, what I think this win means. A, the 2013 Patriots are both mentally and physically tougher than years past. B, a confidence builder for the defense. C, revenge for the 2012 AFC Championship game. And D, proof for Bill Belichick's next man up mantra. All good points. All good points coming in today. Trey gives us his good, bad, and injured here. We'll get to his good and his bad. His good, Blount, Brady, Mankins, Logan Ryans, the defense, and the bad. He puts Marcus Cannon on his bad list. I got to say, he did not grab my attention as a bad thing today, but maybe he will when I go back and watch this one. Mike writes in, Mike from New Jersey says, how about Ridley getting a few big carries and subsequent first downs to put the nail in the coffin? I'll admit I was a little nervous, but it was so good to see him grind out those extra yards and move the sticks. Hopefully a nice confidence booster for him. Michael, another Michael writing in, writing from Australia, huge Pats fans and also a big UFC fan. And John Bones Jones is one of my favorite fighters. So I was pretty excited when we drafted Chandler. I think he seems a lot more like John than Arthur. Long, lean, and super athletic. Just wondering how good you think this kid could be and whether he could make a Pro Bowl this year. Definitely could be a Pro Bowler this year. He could be one of the best at the position in the NFL. I think the sky's the limit for him. Also, coming in, email from Brian in Brighton. He says, "Hey, Beetle, I cannot say how impressed I was with the performance by the offensive line and defense overall with both tackles out and rookies starting. That was one of the best performances this year in terms of tough running and great pass protection. Secondly, with the offense struggling in the second half of this game, I think the defense really stepped up and kept Baltimore out in the game. Just an unbelievable gritty performance by them against a potent offense. I don't care that Flacco had an injured knee. As Brady or Belichick would say, who isn't injured at this time of the season?" Thanks for the email, Brian. Thank you very much. Garland writes in, "After today's great performance from the line up front, do you think the Pats would consider keeping Mankins at left tackle when Solder returns?" No, I do not think that is a possibility. If Solder is healthy and he can play, they're going to put him at his natural position. It's more about Solder than it is about Mankins. Now, Mankins might be an upgrade at left tackle over Solder, but where are you going to stick Solder? You don't want to let Solder go to waste. Logan Mankins is one of the best offensive linemen in the NFL. No matter where you put him, he's probably going to be very good. And that's something he kind of alluded to this week, saying, well, he can back up whoever he needs to back up front. I believe him. He's that good. He is that good. Let's go back to the phones. Anthony's in San Diego. Hey, Anthony.
How you doing? How's Father's Hood going for you?
Anthony, I can't really hear you. You're going to have to speak up there, get closer to the phone or something.
I said, how's fatherhood going for you?
Oh, it's going very well. Not very much sleep, but other than that, it's going well.
Exhausting, huh?
Yeah.
Anyways, Merry Christmas. Good, I'm going to say the defense, specifically Ryan. The bad, I'm going to say the offensive call. And the ugly, I would say Gregory passing interference, missed tackle on Smith, who broke it. I have a few points. I'm kind of really impressed about this win because last year we got out-muscled and just out-physicaled out there in Baltimore, and this year it was the other way around, but this time we were the ones doing it.
Yeah, I think that was probably one of the more surprising things of this game. Anthony, thank you for the call, as always, was the physical way the Patriots played. They imposed their will on the Ravens. I didn't really expect that to be the case. I expected them to be able to match the Ravens and compete with a physical team, but far and away, they were the more physical team on the field today. Andrew writes in from Arizona, "Love this game. Great all around. That was a fantastic Christmas present from the Patriots. Here's a message for T. Sizzle. Have fun in the Pro Bowl. And oh, by the way, hey, Steve Smith, ice up, son." Good email from Andrew in Arizona. Howard in Stratford, Connecticut writes in, "Wow, what a win. If they play like this the balance of the year, there's nobody they cannot beat. Can't wait until Fred serves crow to Eric, Andy, Paul, and John Rook for picking the Patriots to lose this game. I will admit, I thought it was going to be much closer and predicted 23-20. However, Andy, Paul, Rook, and Eric never really gave them a chance to win." Kevin writes in, "Mark, big fan of the show. I think today you saw the real Joe Flacco. I've never found him to be an amazing quarterback. They've always leaned on a stout defense with a group of very motivational players that are good at giving Flacco multiple chances. They also leaned on Ray Rice usually being good, which he has not been. $120 million for Flacco." Wow. "I completely agree with you about the commentators. There are very few players out there this time of year without injuries, and you suck it up and make no excuses. It's a contact sport. Also, great game from the defense." Kevin in New Brunswick. Kevin, great point. All around, and yeah. Enough about Joe Flacco and his knee. A great point coming in from Mike. Mike writes in, "It was icing on the cake when LeGarrette Blount got his second touchdown and then proceeded to do the Ray Lewis dance in the end zone. Great to see us stick it to those hated Ravens." Very good point. Very good point. Greg writes in, "Greg from Sanford, Maine. Today the defense shined. This will be the difference if the Pats are able to run the table in the next season, the 2014 postseason. Adam from Florida writes, "Hey, Mark, I have to admit I was totally shocked by the outcome of the game. The entire NFL has seemed weak to weak this year, especially with the Pats. And after losing to the Dolphins, I didn't think they'd get a win this week either. It was incredibly encouraging to see the Pats play what I think was their best game of the season in all three phases. Shutting down the return game of the Ravens was a boon for the Pats in this game. Looking to next week, I want to see them finish strong at home to get the bye, get some rest for their guys. They need it like nobody's business. Any win is a good win, but when you spank the bitchy birds in their own backyard, as BB would say, that's good." Good email from Adam in Florida. That's good. That's good. Ken writes in, "Hey, Mark, what a great win today from our Pats. Christmas comes early this year. Coming into the game, I was expecting a tough, gritty game, and we might not come out on the positive end of it, but I'm just so glad they played well. As you said, we were in control of this game almost the entire time. I really like how our special teams unit has been playing this season as well. Would you say they have been mostly silent? They've been silently consistent throughout the season. Regardless, I want to commend the Pats on executing well in all three phases. Cheers from Ken, all the way from Singapore, listening on Patriots.com. Ken, thanks for listening, and thanks for your email. I think the special teams have been good all year long. We haven't spent a ton of time on it, but the coverage has been good for the Patriots in special teams this year. 855-PATS-500, the phone number. Logan Mankins, we've talked so much about him and his performance at left tackle today. He was a big part of the Patriots' offensive line and the tremendous game that they had. Here's what Logan Mankins had to say after the win.
"Tonight we had a lot of things going for us, and we just kept it rolling.
How do you as a group, I thought it was Slater and a couple other guys, how do you as a group avoid, for lack of a better word, feeling sorry for yourself as a group, which would be easy to do? So, like, you know you don't have all the bullets. You barely have a gun, let alone bullets. I mean, how do you fight?"
Yeah, we've lost a lot of good players this year, but the thing about this team is we've had everyone that's replaced those guys have really stepped up and done a good job for us. And it's a team game. It's not a one-man game. So everyone's played well together.
Is it something you acknowledge as a group or not, the situation you're in, the deficit?
Maybe at times, but not the whole team. Maybe if a few guys are sitting around or something, maybe. But for the most part, everyone knows their role, and you're expected to fulfill your role on the team. And as long as you do your role and not worry about someone else's, usually good things happen.
Feel like things went well for you?
Yeah, it went really well, except for one play. I wish I could get that one back. I thought I got enough on him, but it just wasn't quite enough.
You guys knew before the game you had to win your division, but how nice is it to actually pick one?
Yeah, it is. It's nice. We're sporting the hats now. I think if we'd have lost, it would have been not as exciting. I don't think I'd be wearing this hat right now. If we'd have lost, we'd have backed into the division. That wouldn't have been as fulfilling.
What was the atmosphere like this week? I mean, you had lost a tough one in Miami. You played so many close games. And, you know, you knew you were going on the road to a difficult place, and you hadn't been lighting it up on the road.
Yeah.
Did you have to just kind of put all those little details behind you?
Yeah, we were a lot of guys were frustrated after last week. We thought we had Miami on the ropes, and we let them get back in there and beat us. So we just knew we controlled our own destiny, and we needed to take care of that. And I felt guys really practiced hard. We had a good week of practice, and I think it really showed tonight.
As we evaluate these games, I think in looking at it on paper, we have a tendency to make excuses. Well, they don't have Arena, they don't have Tarkowski. Well, this guy's dinged up, and the wide receivers are banged up. Do you look at that from within in a totally different way?
Yeah, I told Ron earlier we lost a lot of good players, but it's a team game. Still comes down to 11 guys working together out there, and if one guy could do it all, it'd be a lot easier if you could find one guy to win for you. But it takes everyone working together, and that's we've done that for most of the season pretty well. We've had some times where we haven't, but as long as we keep doing that moving forward, we got a chance.
That's Logan Mankins after the win for the Patriots, 41-7. Pretty convincing win today. You got to feel good about where this team is heading into the final week of the regular season, week 17, at home against the Bills. Got to feel good about the way in which they beat the Ravens today. They are the AFC East champions once again. And now, again, as I just said, they turn their attention to the final regular season game, securing the second seed, securing a bye, and going into the playoffs on a high note. This team needs that bye. They need that bye, and it would be a huge boost for them to be able to get some rest going into the playoffs. Big win for the Patriots today. I think they probably proved some things to a lot of people who had doubts about this team with all the injuries they've suffered this year. And Logan Mankins mentioned having lost a lot of very good players this year, but they know there's nothing they can do about it. They're just going to go out and try and play their game every week. A very good win. It's got to be having you feeling good if you're a Patriots fan. So next week, we'll be back. Do it all over again. Of course, this week, you can catch PFW. I know the schedule is probably, a little mixed up there, Kev, this week, right? Some people are going to have to take some days off.
Yeah, no, we're going to have to, we're going to do it on Tuesday. We're going to have PFW.
So PFW on Tuesday this week, a Christmas Eve edition of PFW in progress. Make sure you catch that right here on Patriots.com. And you can call and yell at Paul and Andy and Eric and Rook later on this. Yell at them all. You guys want to yell at them for picking the Ravens. Go right ahead. But thank you for everyone for checking in on the phone lines, for checking in on the emails today. Your thoughts on this big win for the Patriots over the Ravens. Enjoy your holiday. Merry Christmas. And I'll be back here next week as we get ready for the final regular season game of 2013. Patriots-Bills. And we'll see what happens here at home for the Pats as they close out their schedule. 41-7, your final in Baltimore. Thanks for listening, everybody.
The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough.
This has been the Xbox One Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand on Patriots.com radio.
Out of the I formation with Devlin, the fullback for Ridley, who takes the handoff, started up the middle, runs it right. A foot race to the five. Ridley's going to win it to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Next Sunday, the Patriots return home for their regular season finale against the Buffalo Bills. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is set for 1 p.m. For more news, analysis, and reaction to today's game, tune into Patriots.com radio all week long.
Brady for the check with me on a 3rd and 4 from the 10. Brady in the pocket, has time to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! Edelman has it!
Log on to Patriots.com anytime for the most up-to-date news and information on your favorite teams.